This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. We are being lectured. That's right. We're being lectured, conservatives. We're the bad guys. Want to know why? Because we like guns. Well, most of us do anyway. I grew up around guns. I understand the safety, but because we like them, we're the bad guys. I've never seen anybody demonize people for having an object. It's like saying, I have a hammer. I've never killed anybody with it. I'm actually a carpenter. Or I have a nail gun. I don't kill people with my nail gun. But, you know, if somebody does, well, it makes you bad. Lots of hammer deaths. More hammer deaths every year than death by so-called assault weapons. True. True story. Almost 500 hammer deaths a year, less than 200, quote, assault rifle weapon deaths. And of those, most of them are in the hood, you know, gangbangers killing gangbangers. But nobody talks about the hammer. If you say, I have a hammer, people don't go, you terrible hammer owner, what are you doing with a hammer? My God, I would never let a hammer in my house. They don't say that. And it kills more people than assault rifles. Wow. Who knew? I knew. Oh, my goodness. So we're getting schooled. We're getting told how to feel about gun ownership. I love this kid, Trevor Noah, been in the United States 2 years from Australia. And Trevor Noah knows more about our, you know, way of life, our culture as Americans, than we do. Why shouldn't we take a listen to him? Trevor Noah, he knows it all, right? Here's his comparison. You got to hear this. Here's his comparison to guns and, you know, and how he grew up and how he would handle a situation.
I woke up this morning to the devastating news coming out of Las Vegas. Another mass shooting. This time, somehow even deadlier than all the other mass shootings. And they say that this was the worst in American history, but every shooting is the worst for someone. And you know what blew my mind this morning is when I realized that I've lived in the U.S. in New York for 2 years now, right? And in that time, there have been 20 mass shootings, 20 mass shootings in the U.S. What's been particularly heartbreaking is, other than the lives lost, is how I feel like people are becoming more accustomed to this type of news every single time. I almost know how it's going to play out. We're shocked. We're sad, thoughts and prayers, and then almost on cue, people are going to come out saying, whatever you do when speaking about the shootings, don't talk about guns.
Talking about gun control and whether we need more restrictive laws, I just don't think that that's an appropriate time for this to be happening.
There's a time and place for a political debate, but now is the time to unite as a country.
This is not the time to be talking about guns. Sometimes I wish I had used this logic as a kid when I'd done something wrong. You know, my mom wanted to ground me. I should have just said, is this the time, Mom, that we politicize what's happening right now? This is not the time to talk about my lack of discipline. This is the time for us to unite as a family, to focus on the fact that I'm stuck in the kitchen window trying to sneak back in. Come on, Mom. This is not the time.
I love, you may have got a little chuckle out of that, right? It's a funny line. If you're just a comedian. The problem is when you talk about something serious where people lost their lives versus, say, breaking a lamp or did you take the money on the counter? Yeah. Ha, 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 Trevor. Funny. Yeah. People lost their lives and the first thing that the left wants to do is they want to talk to you about the inanimate object that did it. They don't want to talk to you about the real issue. See, what Trevor's trying to get you to understand is that, you know, the subterfuge that he would do as a kid is meant to, you know, to throw his parents off. Well, was it about the gun? Was it about breaking the lamp? Well, I mean, that wasn't about a gun. It was about breaking a lamp or stealing a little bit of cash or something, right? Or not. Did you have friends over? No, I didn't. There is no subterfuge in not talking about the gun. You understand? The subterfuge is in not talking about the idiot who used the gun. And it's so clever how they do it. Yeah, and he couches it in humor that even you go, ha, that's kind of, it is funny. Yeah, it is funny. But the subterfuge of what Trevor did, well, yeah, Mom, I broke we shouldn't really focus on me breaking the lamp or me bringing the girl home or whatever. Is that really what we should be focused on right now in this moment where we need to bring our family together? I wonder if Trevor would say that if he strangled his little brother. It happens. I wonder if Trevor would say that if he were a kid who killed his neighbor's daughter. Would he be saying that then? Look, we had a tragedy that has nothing to do with the gun. Nothing. It was the object used. And do you think Trevor's going to condemn the Muslim who ran over people in Nice that killed 83 people and wounded like close to 500? They always like to measure to the left. Let's measure. Let's see. Well, whose is worse? And he counts them. We had 20 shootings since I've moved here in New York. To New York. Hey, Trevor, when did this become an issue for you? Was it an issue when Barack Obama was president, or is it just an issue now? Oh, and by the way, why are you just covering it during a tragedy? Why didn't you cover it on 19? Why didn't you cover it then? Was it not big enough? He says there's been 20 since. This is number 20. Well, what happened to 19, 18, 17, 16? When did you decide that guns was going to become your issue in America, and you're barely, I don't even think the kid is an American. They're so, God, these guys drive me crazy in the sense that they have no knowledge base for any of this. They certainly aren't going to look at the statistics. And here's the really bad part. The really bad part is they don't care about the facts. They don't. They care about the narrative. This makes Trevor more popular. Trevor Noah more popular with his base. When they're sitting around writing the show, you can bet those writers are going, what's it take to keep us on the air? Who are we? Do you watch his show? I don't watch his show. Why should he cater to me? And he doesn't. I play his clips for educational purposes because I promise you I wouldn't play it otherwise. I don't care about this guy. I don't want him to see the light of day in terms of getting more press coverage for his show or anything else. They're just dweebs. Anyway, we got a lot coming up here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Radio show.
Vegas, where you know what happened on Sunday night. I'm not going to get deep into it again tonight. I said what I had to say last night, but I do want to say something to these nuts who spent most of the day today on television online attacking those of us who think we need to do something about the fact that 59 innocent people were killed. They say it's inappropriate to be talking about it because it's too soon. Well, maybe it's too soon for you because deep down inside, you know, in your heart, you know you bear some responsibility for the fact that almost anyone can get any weapon they want. Now you want to cover yourself until the storm of outrage passes. You can go back to your dirty business as usual. But it's not too soon for us because we're Americans. And last time I checked, the First Amendment is at least as important as the Second Amendment. So we will talk about it. Shame on you for suggesting we do otherwise.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So I wrote a book called Race Pimping, but you could call it Gun Pimping. You could call it whatever. Pick your amendment, first, second, fourth, tenth, whatever it may be. It's all pimping. Jimmy Kimmel, and I've asked this question, when did this guy become the purveyor of all things political? We got to hear about his kid in a heart condition, and I feel for any parent. whose kid goes through that. If my kid had a heart condition, I'd be upset about it. But I wouldn't be hawking Obamacare over it. I wouldn't take my own just limited personal situation and go, this could have been like that or this. I mean, look, I get it. I do understand people wanting, thinking they're helping. Jimmy Kimmel, does, you know, guy's got money to do whatever he wants to do, but his kid gets sick or whatever. Oh, I think about all the people who couldn't do it. Did you think about all the people that couldn't do it that squandered their lives? Is it that they couldn't do it or is it that they didn't do it? And I know that's the age-old question. Kevin, you don't want to help anybody. You're just heartless. That's completely false. I want to help everybody. But you know who I won't help? I won't help people who are lazy. I won't help people who have their hand out to just expect help. Feel, here's the word, entitled. You're not entitled to anything. I tell my sons all the time, especially my youngest because he's obviously home. I say to him, look, buddy, it doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter how handsome you are. People are going to help you if you show a good attitude. You don't have to be the smartest. You don't have to be the best looking. You don't have to be anything-ist. All you got to be is personable and show a willingness. That's what people want. I talk about it all the time when I'm training kids. You know, I train more kids in the martial arts, and there are some of them I go, I love that kid. There's a kid that plays on my son's baseball team. His name is Cole. Cole is the worst athlete on the planet. Poor kid. Wears these really thick glasses. He's very short, probably the shortest kid on the team. And little wiry legs. He's not fast. He's got no coordination. I mean, for all intents and purposes, Cole should have been, you know, 8 years old and 7 feet. He's so gangly looking. You know what I mean? He's little, but he's gangly looking. But I love this kid. Oh, my gosh. This kid tries so hard. He will not. I'll say, Cole, you get up there and show him what you can do. And he'll look out in the crowd and give me a thumbs up. I mean, an aggressive, like, yeah. And if he strikes out, I'll say, Cole, you went down swinging. And he'll look at me like, yeah. You know, I absolutely adore this kid. I would take, I mean, his dad won't let me, but I would take this kid and make him into a champion. His dad might let me, actually. I haven't asked him. But, you know, his dad loves his kid. He's not going to let him come live with me to make him into a champion, but he might. I'll get back with you guys on that. But you know what I love about this kid? I love his attitude. He's undaunted. He misses a ball in the field. You know, the other day, it was so thrilling. They threw a guy out at second base, and he's not reliable catching the ball. He caught that ball and hung onto it like a lobster claw. Whoa. And then in the outfield, they hit him a ball. He caught that ball. I was shocked. I mean, it was an easy ball for anybody else on the team, but if they got hit to Cole, and everybody in the audience was, and he caught it. And it was like, whoa, and I'm congratulating this guy. You would think this kid is mine. Seriously. I care about him, but it's his attitude. That's what I care about. Anyway, these leftists that believe that they know so much. Jimmy Kimmel, if you took Jimmy Kimmel out hunting or said, I tell you what, Jimmy, I'm going to take you out into the wilderness, drop you off, here's your knife, here's your gun, now go survive. Knife and a gun. I don't think he could do it. These guys, they're so spoon-fed. They are cellophane and styrofoam. That's where I get my meat in the grocery store type people. They see guns as evil. They don't see people as evil. It's funny to me that Jimmy Kimmel can talk about guns for an entire monologue, but he won't say a word. Well, the guy, he's obviously deranged, but he got his hands on a gun. Okay, so a deranged guy took some sort of a weapon and killed people, and you blame the weapon? God, when do these people wake up? And, they're influencing so many folks. And you know what? We don't have any way to push back. And this is, I've talked about this before. Guns are one of these issues where The left is divided. Black folks, tell black people you don't need a gun. Tell them that. In the hood. It's like this heroin dealer that they go, that cop planted a gun. You know, it's just amazing how he planted that gun. And I'm always like, really? Okay, so because we all know that heroin dealers don't have a gun. Sure. Because, you guys have heard me talk about this, but when a guy was arguing with me about it, I said, where was the other gun? And he was like, what are you talking about? I said, you claim they planted a gun. How many guns did they find? One. Oh, so they found the planted gun, correct? Yes. Okay. Where was the other gun? He's like, what? I go, oh, well, you what you want me to believe is a dude dealing heroin in a black neighborhood, meeting people to do his heroin deals, doesn't have a gun. Is that what you're trying to tell me? And then he got it. Oh. And I said, yeah, oh. So unless they find a second gun, you explain to me, is this the nicest heroin dealer in the hood? Because he shouldn't call himself a dealer. He should call himself the heroin gifter. Because nobody's going to pay him. If he doesn't have the ability to show some gat, he ain't going to get, he's just giving heroin. He's the heroin deliverer. Nobody pays him. And he's got to be able to show, I'll shoot you. And believe me, that dude got a rap sheet longer than a Polish woman's last name. Don't even talk to me about this. And then the guy's like, well, man, I mean, you got me there. I know I got you. Gun control. Jimmy Kimmel can talk gun control. Security, lives in great neighborhoods, hobnobs, gets picked up by other people, you know, who knows. But he'll talk gun control, all right. Just not his.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. Just talked about an 8-year-old drag queen. His name is Lactatia. He was asked by the drag queen male, the man, who was emceeing an event that this little kid was featured at. Is this your first time in drag? No. That's the world we live in, folks. 8-year-old kids are being put into adult situations and made to make adult decisions, lifelong decisions, before they even know who they really are. I understand this kid thinks he knows who he is. He grew up effeminate. Who knows? Single mom, being honest with you, probably molested by a boyfriend or an uncle or somebody. No, I was born this way. You know, God. And you know what's funny? When you talk to gay people about these situations, they always pretend, I was born gay. And I'm not saying that that's not a possibility. It certainly is. Physiologically, men can be born effeminate or wonder. But I think that it probably has more to do with nurture versus nature. If you ask most of these gay guys, what was the situation? When did you know you were gay? When my mother's boyfriend had me playing with him, blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever. Yeah, okay, really. So it's like George Takei said he was at a camp or something, and a camp counselor molested him. And obviously sex is pleasure. I mean, I don't know whether gay sex would be or not, and we'll never know. I'll put it that way. But if that's your experience, as wrong as it may be, you may go, it's like doing drugs. You may go, man, cocaine is amazing. Yeah, it is, but it isn't really good for you. You know, there's a reason why nature has sort of an organizational process. It's got a process to it. I'm not knocking it. You can buck the system, but it generally doesn't end well. It's just the truth. Parents tell you, parents give kids good advice. Do they take it? No. What happens? It usually ends bad. They tell you, don't date that person. Don't go there. Don't do this. Something happens. Anyway, that's leftism in and of itself. Something happens. Good example is the Seattle gun tax. There's a gun and an ammo tax in Seattle. See, leftists try to fix problems by changing something that has nothing to do with the problem. So when they had a problem in Seattle with crime, they said, well, it's the guns. Here's what we need to do. Guns are the problem, so we'll tax guns and ammunition, and that will solve our problem. But guns were not the problem. Criminals, ergo leftists, are the problem. And obeying the law of unintended consequences, Seattle's gun tax, of course, backfired. Fox News reported it this way.
setback for Seattle's gun tax initiative as violence spikes when the city of Seattle passed a tax on all sales of guns and ammunition. The measure was hailed as a way to defray the rising cost of gun violence. The rising cost of gun violence. Those guns, man, woo! Mean suckers. I mean, if there's so much gun violence, why isn't there more gun violence when gun shop owners close the store? You think the guns would just get in there and battle it out?
Oh, don't you mess with me, 357. You better shut up, 44 Magnum.
What about me? I'm a 32. Oh, you ain't even in the fight. Shut up. The AK-47 is like, y'all fight it out when it's all said and done, then come over and talk to me. There's never a whole bunch of gunfights at a gun store when they close the doors. You want to know why? There's no liberals. There's no leftists. They said, but since the tax took effect, those costs have only risen as gun violence in the city has surged. Folks, we're talking about Seattle, Washington. Utopia. The place of the $15 minimum wage. You would think everybody's happy now. Why do people even need to be criminals when you can make $30,000+ a year at a low paying at a job that, you know, requires no skill? That's it beats doing. I mean, we're talking $15 an hour now. I've seen guys talk about, man, shoot, I got a raise from 9 to 9:37 to 12:16. Shoot, I'm living large. I actually heard a conversation, I don't remember the numbers, but I heard a conversation like that in a bank line. Two brothers, 30 years, I'm talking about black folks, 30 years old, running into each other, talking about where you working, how you living. Dude says, I'm working with y'all. You left over there, man? Yeah, man, shoot. And I went from 9:37 to, you know, $12. You know, what? I mean, that's a big jump. I get why he left, but then old boy's like, dude, seriously, can you get me on over there? I'm like, wow. These guys are, whew, you know. Look, I'm glad they were talking about working, right? But come on, 30 years old and you're talking hourly wages and getting a few more pennies here and there? Yeah, the gun tax took effect. Violence rose in Seattle. It surged. And guess what? The tax didn't generate the kind of revenue that they thought it would. So the senior editor of the gunmag.com said, how much data do you need? The data says the law has failed to prevent what they promised it would prevent. The causes of gun violence are very complex, a pro-gun tax guy said. To say this one study is lacking because it hasn't solved the problem of gun violence in Seattle is frankly laughable. Well, I had a buddy, he chimed in on the discussion, Dave Perkins, and he says, you don't need to study to know that gun dealers and gangsters and repeat felons and other bad guys and cons don't buy guns at Bass Pro Shops. Further, you don't reduce gun violence by preventing law-abiding citizens from being able to defend themselves. You increase it. That's what this study shows. Lefty liars strike again. What's happened is what Seattle wanted. They want gun shops closed and out of town. That's what they were trying to get. It's the first step to saying it's a gun-free zone. So, they don't really care about actual gun crime. And you can tell because leftists use the term gun violence instead of an ambiguous term, which includes all use of firearms, including legitimate self-defense, which, by the way, is what they actually want to stop. They call it gun violence. So the bottom line, it's hard for the government to control your life when you're able to conduct an uprising against the government anytime you want if you believe it's controlling too much of your life. Now you're going, Kevin, where are you going with this? I'm going with this to what they really want to get to. So Dave goes on, he says, for example, in Russia, post-USSR, citizens are now allowed to have pistols, shotguns, etc. The only guns that are still banned? Rifles. The guns needed most to fight the government? Rifles. They reveal in their laws what is their real fear. And the same is true in America.
And Dave goes on to say this: remember how hard the left has fought against assault rifles, even though they're almost never used in gun crimes? If they wanted to reduce gun violence, they'd go right at pistols. But they don't. Lefty cities, he says, are actually kind of pitiful, trying things like taxation to stifle gun sales. And even in leftist utopia of Seattle, they can't ban firearms or implement a lockup law, you know, where you bring them all to one location and lock them in some sort of a government-sponsored thing, and the government says, oh, there's an insurrection, we'll give the key. He says, because these tactics would be so unpopular that nobody would allow for it. But the story does offer an example of what happens when leftists get their way. So imagine a nation with vastly reduced gun sales, vastly fewer armed citizens. The crime wave unleashed might be, in terms of value robbed and people shot, the largest increase in the history of the world in crime. The largest increase in crime. A nation turned into the south side of Chicago. So what we have here, folks, is Seattle wants to do a study. I think they said it was going to cost $500,000 to understand the impact of what this legislation would mean if they've taxed gun and ammo sales. And they can't even pay for the study. They won't even tell you how much money they raised because it's not enough to pay for the study. Now, if you think these leftists learned their lesson, because now they've got an unsafe Seattle, they've got more crime in Seattle, and they couldn't pay for their study, and they obviously know what the outcome is, think again. They don't care. They should be forced to repeal this law immediately. There is nothing ambiguous about the Second Amendment. You cannot infringe upon my ability to buy firearms. And quite frankly, by taxing guns and taxing ammo even more, they're taxing the poor. They're hurting the poor. These are the people who live in crime-infested neighborhoods. Why do we never talk about this? Why are we not dealing with these problems from a leftist point of view? For the life of me, I never know why we don't fight the right way.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, I've got Ryan calling into the program. Ryan, as you know, we've had a shooting here in America at a gay club. It was done by a radical anti-gay Muslim who is said that he was motivated by ISIS. He called 911, which is our emergency system, to tell them what he was about to do. What is it about that, that when we talk about, let's look at Muslims, because when coming on the heels of San Bernardino, where 14 people were killed by radical Muslims, now we've got this situation where 49 to 50 people were killed by radical Muslims in the name of ISIS.
and they keep talking about lone wolf attacks and things like this. What's your take on this?
I just wanted to bring up a point. I just feel that in the States, the biggest problem is gun control. I feel that because I've been to many nightclubs, and the first thing I heard when I heard that he brought an AR-15 into the club and shot 50 people was, how did he get that into the club in the first place? I just think that gun control should be, because it's in the Constitution that you guys should have a right to bear arms, but I feel like that's the biggest problem.
Okay, so hold, let's talk about gun control. So what you just said, Ryan, hang on a second. What you just said was, he took a gun into the nightclub. Now, guns are legal to carry in Florida, but in the nightclub, they have a rule that says don't bring your gun in here. So even though he may have had a right to carry the gun, he broke the rule of the nightclub. Nobody else did, and you call that a gun problem. Now, let me ask you another question before you even get into that, because that one's got your head spinning. Let me ask you this. What amount of knowledge do you have of firearms?
Not much at all.
That's right. So here's what's interesting to me. If you tell me that this is what's happening in Canada, I defer, because I haven't been to Toronto in a long time. So I say, okay, fine. People are going into your neighborhoods, and the Canadians in Toronto don't care about the Muslim population and all that. I don't believe you, but I'll defer to you because you know more about that subject. But here's what I will tell you. And I don't know enough to be intelligent. I can only tell you in reference to guns. I mean, in reference to Muslims around the world, there are over 700 no-go zones in the world, and almost all of them are Muslim. So I do know that, and that's what helps me frame out my discussion around this. Here's what you probably don't know: the majority of the countries in the world who implement gun control are the most deadly countries on the planet. And I'm going to ask you to do this for the next call. You research where the most deadly places on the planet, how many people die per 100,000 is the way they measure it. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be a spoiler alert. The United States ranks 105th. Okay, of the 192 countries, we're roughly in the middle. Every country above us has gun control, and they're far more deadly. And I'll give you another stat. If you take our liberals, I'm talking about the people who commit crime, who mostly vote Democrat and are liberals, we are the safest country in the world by far. Now, final point to this. You know nothing about guns. I don't know if you've even shot a gun. But you want to tell me how dangerous guns are. The claim is there are 80 million people have guns in America. In a population, Ryan, of 13 million people, 80 million of us have firearms. Of that 80 million, 300 million firearms are in the hands of those 80 million people. If guns were so dangerous, we would be dead. Now, that's just the statistical evidence of it. But you guys that don't have anything to do with guns and have no knowledge of guns want to tell us, this is your problem. How do you rationalize that?
Well, it just based on the evidence that, for example, Columbine, two kids were able to buy guns at their local, I don't know, flea market or whatever, and then they're able to shoot up a school. The fact that Dylan Roof, that you mentioned before, was able to get some money from his father, and then he took it and bought a gun. Like,
okay,
it's difficult to get access to a gun.
But let me stop you real quickly on your statistics. So you're right; those things happen, and they're tragedies. Do you have any idea how many people are killed by buses in America?
No, just by buses.
Okay, you don't. Bus deaths in America are exponentially more than deaths by so-called assault weapons. Hammers are used to kill more people in America every year than these so-called assault weapon. So when you talk about a Columbine or any of that, you only look at it from one. You look at the tragedy and you go, it was the gun. Here's the other thing you people never do about guns. Do you know how many lives are saved because of guns? Has anybody ever given you that statistic? Just out of curiosity.
No, I haven't received that statistic.
So let me ask you a quick question, Ryan. Can you imagine that with all the armed people in America, how many people saved their own lives when somebody tried to break into their home, when somebody tried to steal something from them, when somebody tried to rape a woman, when somebody tried to kill another person? How many do you think firearms have helped in that regard?
I'm sure they did. My point, though, is basically that, okay, for example, I saw a news clip that there was a man who was in a grocery store, and then he approached this woman and asked her if she could give him a cigarette, if he could bum a cigarette off her. And then she said she feared for her life, so she pulled her gun out. And she pulled her gun out in a grocery store parking lot. For me, that seems like someone who should not be carrying a gun.
Okay, well, I won't argue with you on that, but here's what I will tell you. If you get a license to carry a gun, what's called a conceal and carry license in America, they tell you, you do the wrong thing with that, you will go to jail for that. Now, here's what I want you to understand about every time we talk. You always give me anecdotes. Oh, there's the one person that did this, but you never give me an anecdote. Do you know the story of the young lady who was at her home with her two or three children, and a burglar, a drug-crazed villain, broke into her home and was going to kill her, and she put 5 bullets in him as she hid in the closet with her children, and it took 5 bullets for him to leave. It didn't even kill him. And because he was so hyped up on drugs, but that's how she saved the life of herself and her kids. Have you looked at any of those stories when you're doing your research? And I'm going to stop and tell you, you haven't. You haven't looked at anything on the other side of the gun issue. You don't know enough about guns. Just being honest, man, you don't. Yeah. You admit it. I know nothing about guns. Here's what I would suggest you do. Go to a driving range, if you have one in Toronto. Get with a firearm expert. Let them teach you about firearms and give you some basic level of firearm training so we can talk, you know, really, truly person to person about this equally. Because, as I said, I'm not going to enter into a subject with you where I know nothing about it. If you were to say to me, Kevin, do you know soccer? And I go, no. And you start telling me about the game. And I go, but Ryan, soccer's stupid. And you, why would you have a midfielder do this or that? And you'd be looking at me going, dude, you just admitted you know nothing about soccer. And now you want to start analyzing the game? That's exactly what you're doing.
I see your point. That's a good point. I'm not saying that there hasn't been people whose lives have not been saved by guns. I'm not saying that. And
I know you're not saying that, but you're not even giving me a story that says here's a good side of guns. The only thing you see, that what you've been trained to see, and this is why I keep working with you, you've been trained to see what they told you to see. There, let me tell you this. I'll put it to you this way. There are certainly many, many more good uses of guns that occur in America every single day than anything bad. You'll hear about, oh, this guy got shot, that guy robbed, this guy, whatever. It's always a bad guy using a gun for the wrong reasons. But nobody reports. It's rare that you hear the report of the young lady who saved the lives of her family or the young man who saved his girlfriend's life because he shot a guy who was trying to rape her or whatever. You don't hear those stories because the gun lobby doesn't want you to hear them. But guns do more good than they do bad.
Well, I don't know anything about lions, for example. I'm sure lions aren't terrible creatures, but you should, if around people, they should be contained. What? Wild animals, I don't know anything about them.
Well, so a lion has the ability to think for itself. And by the way, if you happen to be in the jungle and you're with the lion and he kills you, I don't blame the lion, I blame you. You know, that's like going into the ocean and saying, I got attacked by a shark, and you blame the shark. He didn't come through your living room. So, look, wrong metaphor. Let me ask you this, Ryan. If I put a gun in the middle of the street, fully loaded, and nobody touches it, does that gun kill anybody?
No, it doesn't.
Of course it doesn't. Because it's an inanimate object. And the thing that makes that gun good or bad is the person who uses it. It is identically the same thing when you put yourself in circumstances. A person has a choice. That guy had a choice to go into that bar and do something, whether he used a gun or whether he drove an SUV over people as they walked out.
He won't won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.